I want to take you to a couple of things that he's pressed into my heart for the past few days. It actually started several days back. But today it got a little stronger and pushing stronger and stronger to press out what he tried to show me that I needed to open up to. We're at a crossroads in many situations, but for the past several years, he's been pushing for me to declare Isaiah 14. So I want to take you there just for a few moments. Isaiah 14. And we're going to just start quickly at the Lord, verse 1. Will have compassion on Jacob once again, and he will choose Israel. And will settle them in their own lands, which is a little bit of what we talked about earlier, 50 years ago, in 1967. So aliens will join them and unite with the house of Jacob. Who are the aliens? Anybody got a clue? Us, yes. Nations will take them and bring them to their own place. And the house of Israel will possess the nations. Now, most people don't want to take this as truth. But I believe when Jesus is restored as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that Israel will definitely be in charge. Notice again, and the house of Israel will possess the nations. It's not going to be the other way around. The confusion comes when you listen to the world system that says that we want to control Israel, but Israel will end up being in control of them. As men servants and maid servants in the Lord's land, they will make captives of their captors. Any clearer? And rule over their oppressors. Anybody got a clue of how many oppressors are against Israel right now? Verse 3, on the day the Lord gives you relief from suffering and turmoil and cruel bondage, you will take up their taunts against the king of confusion. How the oppressor has come to an end, how his fury has ended. The Lord has broken the rod of the wicked, the scepter of the rulers, which in anger struck down people with unceasing blows, and in fury subdued nations with relentless aggression. All the lands are at rest and at peace. They break into singing. Even the pine trees and the cedars of Lebanon exult over you and say, now that you have been laid low, no woodsman can cut us down. The grave below is astir to meet your coming. It rouses the spirits of the departed to greet you. All those who were leaders in the world. So who is he talking about now? Has anything switched? It's talking to me about the demonic kingdom and the demonic kings that rule the earth. Notice it says, it makes them rise from their thrones, all those who were kings over the nations. They will all respond and they will say to you, you also have become weak as we are. You have become like us. All your pomp has been brought down to the grave. Along with the noise of your harps, maggots are spread out beneath you and worms cover you. How you have fallen from heaven, O morning star, son of the dawn. Now we know who he's talking about, right? Mm-hmm. All right. You have been cast down to the earth. You have once laid low the nations. You said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the mount of the assembly and on the utmost heights of the sacred mountain. I will ascend above the tops of the clouds, and I will make myself like the Most High. Now you know who he is, right? but you are brought down to the grave, to the depths of the pit. Those who see you stare at you. They ponder your fate. Is this the man who shook the earth? Notice again, it's a man. Who shook the earth and made kingdoms tremble. The man who made the world a desert. Who overthrew its cities and would not let his captives go home. All the kings of the nations lie in state, each in his own tomb. But you are cast out of your tomb like a rejected branch. You are covered with the slain, with those pierced by the sword, those who descend to the stones of the pit. Like a corpse trampled underfoot, you will not join them in burial, for you have destroyed your land and killed your people. The offspring of the wicked will never be mentioned again. Prepare a place to slaughter his sons for the sins of their forefathers. They are not to rise to inherit the land and cover the earth with their cities. I will rise up against them, declares the Lord Almighty. So again, who's going to lift up a standard? The Lord. I will cut off from confusion her name and survivors, her offsprings and descendants. Notice I changed the word just to keep it covered. Declares the Lord, I will turn her into a place for owls and into swampland. I will sweep her with the broom of destruction, declares the Lord. Then it goes on to a prophecy about Syria. But now I want you to kind of, you can look this up later on. I want you to skip over to Jeremiah chapter 16. And I want to show you what's been happening in the past roughly 40 years. 16, verse 14. However, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when men will no longer say, as surely as the Lord lives, who brought the Israelites up out of Egypt. Up until now, we celebrate Passover, correct? Verse 15, but they will say, as surely as the Lord lives, who brought the Israelites up out of the land of the north and out of all the countries where he had banished them, for I will restore them to the land I gave their forefathers. So who's going to do the restoration? The Lord. 16 is very important. So you might put a circle there. But now I will send for many fishermen, declares the Lord, and they will catch them. After that, I will send for many hunters. I had never caught on to that. But today, as I listened to a gentleman teaching, I was overwhelmed by this particular verse because he coordinated this with the Zion movement in the 1800s. And those were called fishermen because they were trying to attract Israel to come back and to get them to come back into their own land. But he said, and they will catch them. So there were many that did go back to Israel in that day out of being cajoled and tempted. After that, I will send for many hunters, and they will hunt them down on every mountain and hill from the crevices of the rock. My eyes are on all their ways. They are not hidden from me, nor is their sin. Then he pointed out that these hunters could be, and I stress that word, could be, the whole of the Third Reich, because they hunted down the Jews with no compassion. They actually put such incredible pressure on them that many of them, over 6 million, died. Watch now. My eyes are on all their ways. They are not hidden from me, nor is their sin. concealed from my eyes. I will repay them double for their wickedness and their sin, because they have defiled my land with the lifeless forms of their vile images, and have filled my inheritance with their detestable idols. O Lord, my strength and my fortress, my refuge in times of distress, to you the nations will come from the ends of the earth and say, our fathers possessed nothing but false gods, worthless idols that did them no good. Do men make their own gods? Yes, but they are not gods. Therefore I will teach them. This time I will teach them my power and might. Then they will know that my name is the Lord. Jesus attempted to do this, and they rejected him. Do you think he'll attempt it again? Do you think the power that he's about to bring into the earth is going to be like it was, or something greater? Greater. Something greater. I want to take you back to Azariah now. Verse 24 of chapter 14 of Isaiah. The Lord Almighty has sworn, surely as I have planned, so it will be, and as I have purposed, so it will stand. I will crush the Assyrians in my hand. On my mountain I will trample him down. His yoke will be taken from my people, and his burden removed from their shoulders. I can tell you right now that when we were in Israel 18 years ago, when we drove up that mountain, or that hill, I should say, that we could see into Assyria, or Assyria, the gentleman was telling us the landmines that were laid on the mountainside are still there. And it's blocked. Only the animals go in there. And many times in the middle of the night, when everything is quiet, an animal will step on one of those mines and literally will die. Now, the wild animals are there, and some grazing animals were there. But what that did to me was to show how much pressure the people who live in Galilee are on in this day. And that's 17 years ago, and nothing has changed. It's gotten worse. So, verse 26, this is the plan determined for the whole world. Notice again, that verse is very important. This is the plan determined for the whole world. This is the hand stretched out over all nations. For the Lord Almighty has purpose, and who can thwart it? His hand is stretched out, and who can turn it back? This oracle came in the year King Ahaz died. Do not rejoice, all you Philistines, that the rod that struck you is broken. From the root of that snake will spring up a viper. Its fruit will be a darting venomous serpent. The poorest of the poor will find pasture, and the needy will lie down in safety. But your root I will destroy. Notice again, who destroys it? I will. By famine, it shall slay your survivors. Wail, O gate, howl, O city, melt away, all you Philistines. A cloud of smoke comes from the north, and there is not a straggler in its ranks. What answer shall be given to the envoys of that nation? The Lord has established Zion, and in her his afflicted people will find refuge. That particular verse is also very, very important and very powerful, because the other night on one of the Christian stations, they showed that some people are coming out of Syria, out of the devastation, and they're sneaking into Israel, and Israel is taking care of them. And they don't want it to be known, because they hid the people's faces. Because if the Muslim people in those other nations see their faces, they will kill them when they go back. So that particular verse is alive and well, even as we speak. And many more are coming to the Lord out of the Muslim nations. many more than we know of. No different than what's happening in many other nations. The Holy Spirit is not sitting down on a park bench. He's on the job. But what I wanted to give you tonight was that we are sitting right on the edge of the Jubilee from 67 to 17. Is our God always restoring in a Jubilee year? Is he about to restore another level of Israel to her? Our president right now has pondered on the reality of moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. That, when it moves forward, will irritate the darkness like you would not believe. So my concept to you is this, because I question, Lord, do you really want me to give this lesson tonight? And the press was, you need to make it real so that they'll understand that the intercession is needed. The intercession as the Holy Spirit leads you. So that God will use Israel again and to free her from the bondage of all the confusion that is around. That's why I purpose to give that word, Babylon, its true meaning. Confusion is in our country and it's being attacked right now by truth. It's being pressured by truth. And not only here, but all over the world, there's reactions. In case you forgot, when they had the Women's March, did anybody notice that there were marches by the women in all different nations of the earth? If you didn't take any kind of moment to think about what this means, it's not woman power that we need. It's God's power that we need. It's not a man or a woman that should be lifted up. It is the Lord. Because this is his earth. And he has a plan. And that plan is to what? Get rid of the confusion. Get rid of the Babylon system. It's been operating since, anybody know when? Anybody know when money became a reality?
Roman times?
Way before.
Way before.
Way before. It started at the Tower of Babel. And now with computers, the language confusion has been dealt with, because with a computer, you can translate almost any language to your understanding, no matter where you are in the earth. With cell phones, they have abilities to do things that they never had before. So, is God on the march? I believe he is. Is it important for us to keep that in mind and not to sway? And when you go back and you read this two chapters, which I purpose to read the whole thing because I want it connected. Because again, that truth that we are on the edge of something awesome, we're on the edge of it. Not just a revival in our nation, but a revival for Israel. And a setting free of those that have been in bondage for year after year after year. Now, what do we need to understand this? We need him. Just lift your hands to him and say, Father, without you, this is mighty confusing.
This is mighty confusing.
And I don't want to be sitting in Babylon.
And I don't want to be sitting in Babylon.
Or in confusion.
Or in confusion.
I'm asking for grace.
I'm asking for grace.
And the gift of understanding.
And the gift of understanding.
So that it will make sense to me.
So that it will make sense.
That the house of prayer for all nations.
Has a purpose in God.
Not just for the United States.
Not just for the United States.
Which is important.
But
the plan of God for Israel. And all the Middle East. Because salvation is of our God. And what we need to do. You will tell us.
You will
impress it.
You will
into our hearts,
and we will obey,
and trusting your grace to complete the mission that you've given to us, in Jesus' name. Amen? The confirmation, by the way, is your vision, Gail. Why would he choose to ask you to pray for the rotunda? Who are we? In case you forgot, we also carry a little bit of what God released onto Wade Taylor. And that is a weight for intercession from the people in Massachusetts for what he wants done in the United States of America and Washington, D.C. Blessings to each of you.